me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Rabbi and Mrs. Yehuda Bar Eli, two beautiful, wonderful people that did not have a lot of money. They actually didn't even have a little bit of money. They had almost no money at all. They were what we would call today paupers, really, really poor. But they were happy. They were wonderful people. And Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli was a Tana. They lived in the times of the Romans, when the Romans were in charge in Eretz Yisrael, and he had students. And his students were also very, very poor. But they thought about one another. When Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli's students would go to sleep at night in the dormitory, they would need to share one blanket.
Wow!
Six students needed to share one blanket. How can that be? How can that work? The only way it could work is if each person under the blanket is worrying that the other person will be covered. Instead of grabbing more of the blanket for yourself, if you are looking to make sure that the other people under the blanket are covered, then somehow it could work. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli's students were famous for six students to be able to share one blanket. Who did Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli's students learn from to share in this way, to live in this way, to think about other people? They learned it from their Rebbe, from Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli and his wife, because even though they didn't have a lot, they always looked to share and to look for the good and to be grateful for what they had. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eli and his wife only had enough money for one coat. So they shared it. And when they needed to go out and do errands when it was cold outside, they just didn't go out at the same time. Mrs. Bar Eli would go out and do her errands wearing the coat. And then when she would come home, if Rabbi Yehuda needed to go out, he would put on the coat and he would go out. That's how poor they were. One coat to share between the two of them. But they didn't complain. And when Rabbi Yehuda would put that coat on, he would make a bracha. Baruch she'asani me'il. Thank you, Hashem. Blessed are you, Hashem, for making a coat for me, for enabling me to have a coat. Wow. Making a bracha on a coat that he and his wife shared. The word Baruch Hashem is a word that we say often, or we try to say often. How are you feeling? Baruch Hashem. How was your day? Baruch Hashem. We hear that word a lot. Where did we first hear that word? That word first appears in the Torah with Avraham's servant, Eliezer. He's so grateful to Hashem, so grateful that he was able to find a wife, Rivka, for Yitzchak. And in this week's Parsha, Parashat Yitro, we see the word again. When Yitro comes with Moshe's wife, Tzipporah, and their two sons to come back to meet Moshe and Bnei Yisrael, now that the Makot are over and they left Mitzrayim, Yitro heard all the stories that happened about the Makot and about the splitting of the sea, about Kriyat Yamsuf. And the Torah says, Vayomer Yitro, Baruch Hashem, asher hitzil etchem miyad Mitzrayim umiyad Paro, asher hitzil et ha'am mitachat Yad Mitzrayim. Baruch Hashem, blessed is Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for saving the Jewish people from Paro. What exactly does Baruch Hashem mean? Baruch Hashem means, thank you, Hashem. You are present in my life. I feel your closeness. Eliezer in the Torah thanked Hashem and felt the closeness of Hashem in finding a wife for Yitzchak. Yitro in this week's parsha feels the closeness of Hashem. He's bringing Hashem into his life in recognizing the kindness that Hashem did saving the Bnei Israel from Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai felt Hashem's presence in his life, was thanking and blessing Hashem for the coat. He and his wife were so grateful for what they had and for the gifts that Hashem gave them, as poor as they were. This is a message that we can learn from this week's parsha. Let's say Baruch Hashem. Let's bring Hashem into our life. Feel the brachot, feel the blessings of Hashem. The big, big ones like taking us out of Mitzrayim and splitting the sea. And even the ones that are very little, like opening up the refrigerator, hoping that there'll be a clementine inside and finding a clementine when we open up the refrigerator. When we say Baruch Hashem, and when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, when we make a bracha, we are affirming, we are stating that Hashem is right here with us, present with us. When we take that clementine out of the refrigerator and say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Borei Pri HaEitz, we're saying Hashem, you are right here with me, and because of you, I am able to enjoy this fruit. Let's feel Hashem's presence and closeness in our lives by making brachot Baruch Atah Hashem, and by saying Baruch Hashem many times each day. Shabbat Shalom.